Unit 11. Listening Focus. Activity 3. 1.
I did this magazine quiz called How Well Does Your Partner Know You? You had to grade statements and then give the same quiz to your partner to answer about you. Well, there was a huge discrepancy between my results and Charlie's, and the analysis said something like, you should have spent more time getting to know each other. We started to talk about the questions, and some of his answers really had me worried. He can't have been listening to half the things I've told him over the years. I did the quiz on the spur of the moment, but I rather wish I hadn't now.
2.
I'd already had an interview and had actually been working there for a couple of weeks. The job is perfect for me. It involves working to deadlines and I thrive on pressure. After a couple of weeks, they said I had to do a personality test. They must have got my results mixed up with someone else's because they said I wasn't good at handling pressure. I've never felt so insulted in my life. Me? Not handle pressure? Well, now I think my boss sees just how wide of the mark the results were.
3.
I'm a real sucker for quizzes and personality tests. I love them. But I honestly didn't expect much from this one. I mean, how could choosing colors say anything about your personality? You had to click on 8 colors in order of preference, then wait a few minutes and repeat the same test. I clicked on purple first, and then I can't remember, but I know I put gray, blue, and black last both times. When I read the results, I could hardly believe it. My attitudes, my worries, my problems with my partner, my work habits, it was all absolutely spot on.
4.
The psychology department were asking for student volunteers to do a personality test. I've always wanted to get to the bottom of how these tests worked, so I went along. We were asked to wait until they called us in, but they put us in this really stuffy room with only 3 seats, and there must have been at least 15 of us. We had to wait for ages. I was getting really fed up. Finally, it was my turn. They thanked me for coming and explained that they had really been looking at our behaviour in the overcrowded room and been recording it. They ought to have told us that was what was going on. It's not ethical.
5.
I've got my own translation business, but I wasn't getting many commissions. I decided to see if one of those life coaches could get to the bottom of whatever was going wrong, and the first thing she did was give me a personality test. I was a bit taken aback when she said my test results showed that I needed to work in collaboration with others. It's weird, as I've always seen myself as a bit of a loner and as not taking too kindly to people telling me what to do. I'm not sure I'm going to like having my translations picked to pieces by others.